Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell. We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour to us all. You can be a part of the program. Call us toll free, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, know who just popped up on the Raw story? Why, Rojo.
Oh, no. What happened
the
now?
The senior center from the great state of Wisconsin. First and foremost, you see Tammy Baldwin earlier today.
Apparently, I love me some Tammy Baldwin.
The progressive center from the state of Wisconsin appeared on MSNBC and said, let's send this guy packing.
Quote, Baldwin said, I would also say to voters, if our current Senator Johnson wants to send women to Illinois, we ought to send him packing this November. Yes, sister, that's what I'm talking about. And exactly, I mean, it's a great point. Hey, I want to be your senator, but, you know, if you have some medical issues, you got some problems, you just go to another state because I'm not going to help you with any of that. Why don't you just stay there too then? So we only have, you know, the people who agree with me on the abortion issue can stay here. Those are the ones I want to represent. If you got to go across state lines to get a medical procedure, well, might be a little messy for you, but really won't affect Senator Johnson.
Well, it's not just abortion, of course. Rojo is still talking about what? Repealing Obamacare. No replacement plan per se. You know, I mean, I understand that the Roe v. Wade issue, it's important to women and those of us that love women. But Rojo wants to take away everybody's health care. You know,
well, and it's also important to the thought of individual privacy. You know, I mean, what else does that entail? And what are the Republicans not thinking about if they think that there is no, you know, constitutional right to privacy?
Now, did Robin Voss strike the right balance? Robin Voss today is quoted as saying effectively he would be okay with exceptions for rape and incest. You know, because those would be very private decisions for a woman to make. And in those cases, apparently Robin Voss thinks she should have the right to privacy, but I would guess under his law provision to exercise that right to say, I want an abortion because, you know, I'm the victim of rape or incest or perhaps both. One would have to go declare oneself publicly the victim of rape and incest.
Which is really not that private now, is it, if you declare publicly that you were abused?
I think once upon a time, state senator from Alma, Kathleen Finehout, she once upon a time talked about this very issue with us. 14% of rape victims actually go and file a police report. So when they start setting these disingenuous rape exceptions, well, they're only really accepting the 14% that had the courage, and I'm not saying the others don't have courage, but had the courage and perhaps the boldness to go tell a cop they were raped. But if you were raped by, let's say, your old man, your dad, your uncle, someone from the house, someone, your cousin, let's call it incest. Well, I don't know if I'd want to go down to the public square and announce, I was raped, I got pregnant, and it's my dad's baby.
Well, what is it about, you know, what is it about those circumstances versus other impregnating circumstances that then would all of a sudden declare that right to privacy null? You know, of course it doesn't make sense. And to hell with Robin Voss and the Republicans. Listen, Robin Voss may or may not believe that, but I believe in the quote, he was not speaking for anybody else. This is literally his own comment because he does not have the caucus. The Republicans in the state of Wisconsin do not agree with Robin Voss.
No, they're
regard.
All to his right on this issue. Yes. They're more harsh than Robin
yes.
Voss.
Yes.
At least Robin Voss acknowledges what he called pre-sex contraceptives. So if it happens pre-sex, if you think ahead and you got, you got your contraceptive in place, let's say an IUD, that's acceptable to Robin. But post-sex, you know, a Plan B pill, oh, that's not kosher.
But again, it's what's the logic? Show me the string of reason on why it's okay and all of a sudden, no, it's not.
Well, I just wonder how the thrice married assembly speaker...
You know,
who is
no
childless.
That was contraception.
I mean, I've made this speculation a couple times about Robin. Either he's shooting blanks or, you know, he's using some sort of contraceptive or abortive care, depending.
Well, you know, Republican women have abortions too.
Well, I hear Rochester and his district is very close to, you know, the Illinois state border.
Well, so if anything happens, you just, you know, run across the border.
How convenient.
No problem, right, Ron?
Like a Taco Bell. Run for the border.
Terrible.
It'll make a great bumper sticker for Ron and Voss's reelective campaign.
Don't believe anything the Republicans say in this matter. Not U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, not Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. They either are downplaying it, but or they're just, you know, trying to move beyond it. And whatever they say, as we've seen, you have to question everything.
We haven't had a full-throated conversation in the caucus, he said. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, and I think it's four times for Robin Voss. Don't give me this crap about, oh, it's just a null that one time. It was just kind of a in and out kind of thing, as the case may be. That so it's number four for Robin Voss, and who knows if the guy's shooting blanks. Or like
me and Dom got a buddy that annulled his marriage, and he's been married a couple other times as well, so... You know, it sounded like easy come, easy go.
You were married. I mean, so don't let him get away. So I'm a number three now. He's a number four. But I mean, this crap of women having to prove all this and, you know, post it, you know, that. And as men, you know, it's, I don't know if it's good or bad that we're discussing, I guess it's good that we're talking about this, but what right have we to decide what women these are going to do? And for these young girls, I mean, some of these girls are as young as nine when they're, you know, that physiologically in some ways are capable of becoming pregnant, but they're not physiologically capable of bearing that child.
Right, and what's going to happen then? They're going to have to, what, go tell the police? They're going to have to go, you know, talk to their parents about it? And, you know, Robin Voss and the Republicans and Ron Johnson and the conservatives on the Supreme Court, they want to be in the bedroom with them. They want to be in that decision-making process, which is, of course, just obscene to me and many people. So I hope people stay fired up and angry about this until the elections.
There is some coverage of Robin Voss's multiple prior marriages. Perhaps we'll bring it to you. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
So, you know, Obamacare is still in place, and we've doubled the debt. I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
You are one pathetic loser.